Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
More masturbation news from Billie Eilish. They're just slowly dribbling out this, probably the wrong term.
Don't say dribbling out.
I think this is where she shows her age here. She says, I mean, people should be tugging it, man. That was her line there. Yeah, we have been, Billy, for years.
Way
and years.
Ahead of you.
But it's nice to know that we've got the go-ahead from you.
From a 20-year-old girl. Oh, yeah, we've
nice
yeah,
to
ask
hear.
Your dad.
Right, she's on board.
Ask your dad or your grandpa. You know, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's good to get
way ahead of you.
Good to get Billie Eilish on board.
It is, man.
I like to get everybody on board.
Yeah, sure, man. All right. Speaking about food, we're supposed to eat. I eat leftovers. I like leftovers a lot. Some people don't like leftovers at all, you know?
Yeah, I live on leftovers.
Yeah, I like leftovers. I mean,
the article I'm looking at here.
Kids tried to do that for a while. They're like, oh, we're not eating leftovers. I'm like, yeah, we are.
It's more than
good luck starving.
Leftovers, because it says 30 to 40% of America's food supply goes to waste, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they're talking about eating peelings. You know, like, I've never understood people who peel apples. Why would you peel an apple? The skin is perfectly fine.
No, even when I slice apples, the skin's on it. I eat it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't do.
Same thing with potatoes.
Right.
Potatoes.
I never understood why. That's just wasted time and effort.
You can make mashed potatoes with this and leave the skin on.
Absolutely. I put all the time.
Like
yeah. But that's just one of those things people always have done, you know. But you're right, you don't need that. The skin can be just mushed up in there.
Yeah,
right?
That's such a waste of time.
Right. It's a myth from
the big peel industry.
It's not new knowledge, but it's new to me. But you can put the watermelon rind in a blender and make some juice out of it. And
did not know that.
It's supposed to be really good for you.
Huh. All right.
That would probably go well with vodka.
Yeah, there's a lot of nutrition, apparently.
Now, I eat the core of the apple. I told you that.
In the watermelon rind.
It's called a chest apple, I call those.
That's supreme laziness.
It is. It's all it is, Nick. Yep.
And ingestion of cyanide. But I think you'd have to eat 47 apples a day for the cyanide to get to you.
When I first read the story about cyanide, and I'm thinking, I better stop doing that. And then we did the story that I'd have to eat, 70 apples a day.
Yeah, something
maybe
like
that.
Like in an hour or something.
So if it's one a day, maybe one every couple of days, I'll eat the seeds still. You know?
Well, I've seen people that, eat the peel of the banana.
I don't get that.
That seems psychotic.
I would not trust them.
Same thing with oranges. Like, the citrus peels?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't eat those. No.
I mean, they're good for. You can use the lime or the lemon for the zest
zest.
Well, it's certain recipes call for it, and it's really useful. But you know, I don't want to eat it straight out. It's kind of bitter.
Are you close to the people that do that?
No.
That's good.
No.
I've seen the word zest.
Well, was that right? No, did eat the pea the outside
no.
of an well, orange
there,
or
there is a guy
a
there was some famous person that does bite into the banana. Who was that? There was a sports guy.
I think it was that. Yeah. I think it was the dude that was he was also the one that put mayo in his coffee. Will
right.
Levis.
Well, that's just dumb, right?
Quarterback.
Yeah, he eats a banana with
Tennessee.
The peel on it, and the guy ate a banana with the peel and said it wasn't bad. You know.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Yeah.
No, apparently there are health benefits from eating the banana peel.
Okay. I'm willing to try it, you know.
Underripe green bananas. Mm. This is from WebMD. May be more effective in treating digestive issues, while riper blackened bananas have been shown to help white blood cells fight off disease and infection.
The blackened bananas,
if you just eat them straight up, or if you chop them up, or put them in a blender, or
if it's blackened already, they're in a smoothie. I don't need just a rotten banana,
or in banana bread,
right?
Yeah, a banana bread is right. Yeah. Gives that zest.
I love banana bread right out of the oven.
Did I just blow somebody's mind by saying lemon and lime zest? You've never heard of that?
No,
I just think the word zest is funny.
That's what they call it.
It's what it is.
Yeah,
they got little tools for it.
Yeah,
you put some. I don't know how it really.
That's your big peel, though. You're falling into big peel.
They got you. They got us all.
They got you, man. Big peel got you.
Yeah,
zesty has become synonymous with like fruity now. That guy's a little zesty.
Yeah,
we got to start eating more banana peels.
Is that because we're just supposed to eat stuff so it doesn't go to, it's not garbage, you mean?
So it doesn't end up in a landfill, so it's not garbage.
How are you supposed to throw them on the floor for a cartoonish fall?
Yeah.
Well, that'll never go away.
Did you see Luke Bryan go down?
Yeah. It was awesome.
He slipped on somebody's phone.
But he actually apologized. And when I hear that guy talk, I like that guy, and I don't like his music at all. But he was saying, it was going around, it was a phone. I don't think it was a phone. I just think I just moved, you know.
I think he landed by the phone.
Yeah, he did. Right.
Yeah, his voice just.
I don't listen to his crap. But,
grates at my
like
soul,
guy,
even his talking. Yeah.
He said, I fell on my fat ass. You know, he was saying he's a big guy. He shouldn't be falling down like that.
I did hear that he told his production staff like to put it up on the big screen so he could watch the replay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So I give him credit for that.
He held the phone up and they put it up on the big screen.
That's a cool move to go. Run it back. I want to see me fall.
Todd almost fell at the live show, you know. We wouldn't have had
no phones on the stage.
He slipped on a phone. Yeah.
No, he slipped on two handles of Tito's.
Half a gallon of vodka.
Luke Bryan was cool about that. That sucks. So it's like when Peyton Manning does something cool.
It's the red solo cup. The red solo cup is the devil.
I'd say I'd blame it more on the guy filling the cup.
Can't you taste the booze?
Apparently not. Apparently, after a certain point, no.
I'll make drinks in a lot of cups where I can't see how much vodka's in there, but if it's too much, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
take some
I have to give my wife, if I ordered a double vodka, which I always order, or I order a double a margarita with two shots of tequila in it, I always say, taste this real quick and make sure it's strong, because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with Todd. I don't know anymore. So when she makes a horrible face, I know they did it right. Because if I'm not, sometimes you'll say to a bartender, it's not really their fault because it's more me being paranoid. Give me a double vodka soda. And they're ordering a bunch of people. I'm thinking, oh, they're going to give me a regular one. I don't want a regular one, a double. So I have somebody taste it and they make sure it's a double.
Paranoia is not like you.
Not me at all, right? No. Yeah. So, but I cannot taste that kind of stuff.
My taste buds are pretty vodka blind.
Yeah. Oh, totally vodka blind.
Well, I think the lesson here is next time we do a live show, I think we just need to hire a backstage bartender.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is all you do. Just pour drinks for him.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, I did tweet a picture out that somebody said that Todd and Nick should have been doing this. It was the guys that they have plastic buckets on their head, see-through,
yeah.
And they were just smoking pipe. And the pot was just going into the buckets.
To a bong.
Yeah. And somebody said that this is what Todd and Nick should have done at the show. And I said they were doing that backstage. That's a funny bit.
No, yeah. We actually
don't tell Jim.
Consumed no marijuana because I would have been passed out.
If I'd smoked any weed,
I would have passed out right on stage.
Did you show up a little buzzed, a little high?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't smoke.
Remember, he said he forgot to smoke that day.
That day, I forgot to smoke because I went home.
But Nick was a little high, weren't you?
And I fell down.
You're under control.
You know. No. I may or may not have hit the pen a couple times after my set.
That means may. Okay.
Yeah. Right. It means did.
Yeah.
If we do one of those again, I will wait till we're well into the show before I start drinking.
Yeah, people are going to expect something now, Todd.
I don't think anybody expects you to actually do that.
I think drinks. You passed out in front of the mic for the last break would be hilarious.
You think people would be disappointed if I stayed sober throughout the show because I've set a precedent?
I think
people might order drinks for you on stage.
Mm-hmm. The speed.
He's not the machine.
Yeah.
He's not. Impressive. He can't just be up there pounding shots. He will fall over and be non-functional.
Right.
But Nick's right. It was like a flip a switch. You know, I was fine 1 minute, and then 60 seconds later, man.
Parks.
Total solar eclipse.
Yeah, it was somewhere between the first and second podcast segment when Walsh and Zach were up on stage.
And Todd went down.
That accounted for
down goes
10 or 15 minutes, somewhere in there.
I noticed it right before the first podcast segment, because I had just seen you before the show started. The way we sat down for that first podcast, I was like, whoa. Todd.
Well, you were sitting right next to him. You had a better view over there.
I seem to recall.
You are a jovial drunk.
You can still listen to this, by the way. You can listen to Todd's Descent in the Madness on the podcast. on all the podcast platforms, including our brand new
Todd.
I
recall
Todd
being somewhat functional during the first segment.
Yes,
you are. Compared to the second one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative.
And by the way, and Nick did say this the other day. I thought about this off the air a couple of days ago. Todd did his drunkenness kind of covered for my drunkenness. And
again, all relative.
And that's what friends do. See, I had a Tito's in my hand, and Todd, I said, I'm going to go. You cover me. And Todd would drink two.
Suppressing fire.
I'm going to keep drinking, Todd, but you cover me because I got you.
I'm a good wingman.
You got to fly below the radar because of him.
Yeah, he drank more, so I could just stay real. I could be really drunk, too. But in comparison, I wasn't the
drunkest a-hole in the house.
No, I was an a-hole, but I wasn't the a-hole.
I'll take the ugly one.
Thank you. Yeah, you covered more for me that way.
Man.
I love that. Okay. I'll take the
Now I'm confused.
All right.
My inclination is to be a pro and stay sober for the entire podcast.
You got at least a year to figure about it, you know. You got
sober-ish. Functional.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we got at least a year
I can do better.
There's a difference between drinking and being drunk.
Yeah. There's a happy medium between what you ended up at and sober. I don't think we need it. I don't think we need either extreme.
You're not going to be sober, yeah. You're boring if you're sober.
Well, if we do it again, I want cocktail glasses. No red
mini
Solo
Borgs.
Cups.
You want mini Borgs.
No, I just want a mini Borg, a cocktail glass.
I think we just hire a bartender for backstage to regulate you.
I like that idea.
The combination.
I'm with you on that. If you pour vodka into a red Solo cup, it just goes in there as water. It looks like just you're filling up with water.
Yep.
Compared to a glass, I don't know why it is. You know,
that's
what
my
it is
Achilles
trying to justify alcoholism.
Is the red Solo cup and free liquor because I had free Tito's at the writer's graduation party, and there were red Solo cups, and I went from zero to drunk really quickly.
Both nights, I remember stairs being your enemy.
Yep.
Stairs were your mortal enemy on both times.
Well, they don't move.
Plus, when you dropped off Todd and his lovely wife there, who was also hammered, did they stumble up the driveway? Because they have their driveway goes uphill.
Well, I parked at the top
of the driveway.
Yeah,
okay.
I pulled in and parked up at the top of the driveway.
Because I want to see Tito's sanity right there in the driveway.
And then I got a big I love you hug from Todd. And then Christy opened up the garage door and they wandered on in the house. And I said, okay, they're good.
Oh, we must have been drunk because our garage door is about to fall off.
Oh, no, that's right. You did walk through the main door. You did. I think you tried to open up the garage door and Christy took you through the main door. That's right.
Yeah, because one of these days that garage door is going to break. It's wobbling safe, and it's weak. And they're like $5,000.
Yeah, they're not cheap. I got a couple years back with a different house. And
how much is it going to cost when it falls on her car?
Or on your dog.
Or on you, Todd.
Yeah.
We don't exit that way anymore.
Well, be careful.
I don't want you
exiting
that way either, by the way.
No. Right.
Todd gets crushed by it.
We have replaced the springs and the motor thing on there. But I think the door, that house was built in 77 or something like that. That's door has never been replaced. Door. So right. I'm hoping that we don't need to have two motors to pull it up because it's heavy. They might make lighter garage doors these days.
They do, Todd. Yeah. They've done a lot since the 70s.
Aluminum, man.
Yeah. I'm thinking technology.
In the last 50 years, garage doors have come a long
way.
We're
not building them out of concrete anymore. You know, you don't need a fortress.
But a garage door.
He's a lovey drunk.
Yeah, I know.
It was thanks for the ride. I love you. Love you too, Todd. Good night.
He went in, had another drink, and he had a nightcap before he went to bed, I'm sure.
I don't think so. If I do, I don't recall.
Check it out on the podcast. Nick's Outdone Comedy this weekend. Where you at, Nick?
Yes, Friday night, RD's Place in Fremont, and Saturday, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa. Both those shows with Tyler Walsh.
With Tyler Walsh, exactly.
Oh, I wasted asparagus last night because I can't eat the big fat bottoms of the asparagus. I like the tops.
Yeah.
And then, really? You don't eat the whole asparagus?
No, I play catch with the dogs.
The dog ate it then, so it wasn't wasted. It wasn't wasted, you know.
Yeah. You're right.
It's not wasted. The dog ate it.
Everybody got a...
Boy, what's the dog's piss smell like on asparagus?
Ooh. Same as yours?
Maybe worse, because dog piss is more pungent than human piss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get down there and smell it today, Todd, when your dog's pissed.
No, I probably won't do that.
And does it hit as quick as it does for humans? Because
it might be later on that night.
It's 15, 20 minutes after you eat it.
It's
you
right
can go
away,
to the bathroom
and smell
there's
that.
There's a lot of dogs. So
Christy walks in. What are you doing? Nothing.
They only got
a couple of stems each.
So they didn't get a full serving of asparagus.
Yeah, doesn't take much.
Dog goes, you like that, don't you?
I would defer that to some veterinarian.
I had
what's a dog piss smell like?
Yeah. Okay. Asparagus night, dog piss.
I think I had three pieces of asparagus the other night. And
what's your pee smell like?
It smelled like asparagus.
Roses.
It's terrible.
All right. That was a good rap right there. Yeah.
And Hall of Fame.
We got a volunteer to be our backstage bartender already in the email.
I got my sister texted me directly too and said she wants to be the backstage bartender for free too. Yeah, that's next year. We're going to do that next year. Todd's Descent into Madness 2 coming up. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.